So Katie, many congratulations on that win in the silver class. How's that left you feeling this morning?
Oh yeah, it was absolutely brilliant and really made all the effort of this year to qualify worthwhile. It's great.
And you've been here a couple of years before, but is this the pinnacle of your Hoyes career so far?
Yeah, last year I was really unlucky on the same horse. I had the very last fence down in the jump off with the fastest time, but I still finished third because there was only two clear rounds. So doing that today was great, yeah.
And what do you do when you're not riding, when you're not jumping and training?
We've just got a few horses at home. Me and my sister just run a little yard at home, mainly young ones, and that's it really. Don't really jump to a very high level, just sort of produce young ones, and that's about it.
And what's it like when you compete, when you're used to competing maybe at local county shows or just smaller events around the country, to then step into an arena like the Horse of the Year show? That must be quite a buzz.
Oh yeah, it is, and it's quite daunting, to be fair. No matter how many times you do it, you still get really nervous, and you just, all the effort that you put in, you just want to go in there and do your best. But so today was great, yeah.
And yours was a particularly spectacular win, being the last rider out. You know, does that, being the last to go, does that add any extra pressure to you, or do you just have to treat it as any other ride?
It does, yeah. Sometimes I prefer to go early, because then it's a case of you just go in there and you do your own thing. You've got in your head what you've got to do, but when you're last to go, it's like the pressure of knowing what you've got to do, and you sort of sometimes try too hard, but today it paid off. It's a good draw.
And what will you be doing for the rest of the week then?
Back to work tomorrow, normal day.